realtors.com.
Presidential hopeful Mitt Romney claimed the big prize for the Republicans. That was the state of Ohio. But he hasn't sewn up that nomination yet. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with you here on America Tonight. Really, if we were to take a snapshot of Super Tuesday, it wasn't that super. Nobody has been left standing by themselves on the podium. And that's what the Republicans ultimately want. I don't think you want the dog and pony show to continue all the way through to the beginning of the summer, but it certainly looks that way. And there are four candidates that are still out there, including Ron Paul, who hasn't won anything. But it doesn't matter. He's won over the hearts of a lot of people, and he has a lot of say or sway. And he is taking votes away from other candidates who might be able to shore this thing up. Individual votes, I think, and some momentum. But the delegate count still favors Mitt Romney without a doubt. So neck and neck in Ohio, he still pulls away the winner in the Buckeye State. And it wasn't just the Buckeye State, five states all together for Mitt Romney. And that included Massachusetts, Virginia, Idaho, and Vermont in the totals. For Santorum, Tennessee, Oklahoma, North Dakota, and the state of Georgia went to its native son, Newt Gingrich. So Super Tuesday just shows us once again how unpredictable the Republican primary season is. Romney's been the guy, the likely nominee from the get-go, but his coronation is pushed off again and again and again and again. He cannot shake his opponents. They continue to throw up roadblocks along the path to Tampa. Can he excite the Republican base? And the answer is he's not moving the needle very much because the people are not saying that they're moved by Romney. The establishment is. They're fueling the fire. They're feeding the beast. But we, the people, refuse to go in that direction. And I've asked this question throughout this entire show. If you could just pick who you think would be the good presidential candidate, I mean, you just like them. Forget all the nonsense and how much money and electability. Just who you really like and you think would be a difference maker that's not in the middle of this. I think you start to question, where are all the candidates? Where's all the excitement for our presidential campaign? Last time around, it was very, very evident, both for the Republicans and for the Democrats. This time around, not so much. Not so much. With everybody still staying in, the march continues. It just continues to move. It just continues to snowball at this point. So here are a few of the people who sounded off in a couple of the states that I mentioned after deciding which way they were going to go and then looking ahead to what was going to happen for Santorum and for Romney.
Rick Santorum, join me in supporting him as the next president of the United States.
Please join me tonight in casting your vote for Mitt Romney. Thank you and have a great night.
All right, interesting, isn't it? It's interesting how they do the caucuses, and you question it because it's different from state to state. There's no uniformity in this whole thing. It's divvied up, and the pie is divvied up actually all over the place. It's a messy pie. It is not neat. Let's just put it that way. The way that this thing is cut, it's not neat. It's messy. It is all over the place. All over the place. All right, so let me set the stage for you. Coming up here on ATN, we're going to go in a couple of interesting, paths, including we're going to, in our next segment, throw up some odds and ends for you. And boy, there are a lot of those. Some of the heat on the Rush Limbaugh situation with the Georgetown student And also from our crime file, what's the latest on what happened to the shooter, T.J. Lane, and the victims? What's the latest on that situation in Ohio? This is horrible. If you could ever put a genie back in a bottle, boy. I was at a, there was like a wishing well today, and somebody gave me, some guy came up to me and said, here, you need to make some wishes, and gave me some pennies, and boy, I was heaving those things in there. I noticed, boy, a lot of wishes. People have pennies all over the place. So if you could put the genie back in the bottle in the Ohio situation at Chatterton High School, boy, wouldn't you do that? And of course, that's exactly what you would do. Your heart just completely breaks. I mean, just breaks for those people. So we'll do that and introduce you to an interesting person who has a lot to say about politics and was at one point a speechwriter for the first Bush 41, and was there through the transition of trying to get reelected, like this president is doing, playing for those other terms, you know, wanting to get in for the second and final term. And we'll see, because there are a lot of people propping up President Obama, and the Republicans are a little more splintered all over the place, so hard to shore that up when there's nothing centrally located, basically, in that conversation. There, I knew I was going to get that out. I'm more like a politician every single day. And then he said, and then they went, and there was a bear somewhere at the end of that story. Oh, my, oh, my. Yeah, all right, you want to throw in your 2 cents? I'm going to give out that digit again, those digits. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. A little bit of the reaction from Super Tuesday, the winners and the losers, and the biggest loser would have to be Ron Paul, because he's liked, he's likable, he's liked, but he can't seem to turn that into actual delegates. He can't seem to turn the corner on that. And so that hurts him. Unless somebody comes along with another super PAC. He's mostly done money bombs. But if somebody comes along with that, I'm sure he would take it. And that's ultimately the boost. Probably that's one of the boosts that he needs, because it sounds like he's done his homework. But it's the other side of that coin in trying to talk to the establishment. It is so critical. So critical. All right, skinny jeans, fair or foul. One of the nonsensical things that we're going to throw out here, because when kids go to school, especially when there's no dress code or there's a loose dress code, it always gets a little bit dicey. And the story I'm about to tell you about coming up in our next segment, I think you're going to laugh out loud. You cannot wear skinny jeans to school. You have to wear bell bottoms. Stay with us. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, March 6th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.91.30. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.33.29, $8.66.64 for a half ounce, or $4.33.32 for a quarter ounce. That's $17.33.29, $8.66.64, and $4.33.32.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Really going around right now when it comes to politics in general in this country. We've had it with the legislative branch. They can barely get elected as it is if you look at their approval ratings. And now we're seeing the fight for the White House, and we haven't even gotten into the thick of this thing yet, and there's not a Republican candidate declared either. The other big dealio that concerns so many of us, and for a good reason. This isn't new to me. This has been parceled, chopped up, dissected every way I can think of on ATN. I've probably devoted, if I had to come up with a number guess on this, I bet you probably 200 hours on this. 200 hours. What do you think I would spend 200 hours on in a 5-year span? Well, if you were thinking Iran, ding, 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 give yourself a pat on the back. Shocking, I know. You have to think of the amount of time I did shows and weaving it in. Leon Panetta, the Secretary of the Defense, had plenty to say when it came to diplomacy and being tight with Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu, in fact, in his own words.
The range of security challenges facing both the United States and Israel remains very real. And for that reason, it is absolutely vital that this cooperation continue, and not only continue, but deepen. The cornerstone of this unprecedented defense cooperation is our commitment to maintain and expand Israel's qualitative military edge.
Qualitative military edge, that is perfect legalese / military jargon to really confuse anybody who's sitting there over their third cocktail at a dinner party. Different story in a world away in Meridian, Connecticut. The Board of Education is going to discuss a proposal to ban skinny jeans, leggings, and other form-fitting clothes inside shorts. Ooh. The policy is considered is considering amending the district's dress code policy to ban what a lot of people think is too much form-fitting clothes, skirts, suits, all that kind of stuff. To me, that's very dangerously close of foul, foul, foul. I understand if you don't want kids to get picked on. I understand it could be maybe too provocative, but give me a break here. The new proposal or the ban includes leotards, leggings, the jeans, as I said, would reveal form-fitting stuff like the spandies or spandex, whatever they call them. So the new policy would also require that the undergarments be worn inside an outfit. Does that mean all of those white T-shirts, you know, I'm talking about the cut-off, ugly white shirts, would be banned too? I don't know if this they tabled this discussion from before. I think they might table it again. And notice I emphasized might. They might table it again. All right, I can't believe I haven't even talked about this, but I saved the best for last. Peyton Manning. The big boom went off for Peyton Manning, and presto like that, he is no longer an Indianapolis Colts, as he was injured all season, still had a gift certificate, but is not cashing in, let's say. That's the best way to put it. Not cashing in. So, and I'm not laughing at him. The situation has been crazy. If you look at the Colts, who do they draft? Andrew Luck from Stanford. They saved the $28 million in bonus money. So it's a win-win-win situation in a sense. In a sense, it is. Matt, what do you think Peyton Manning, gone from the Colts, seems so odd? I can remember interviewing him when he played at Tennessee and then made that transition from college to the pros, and I would never have looked in a crystal ball and predicted that.
But they're going to end up just as lucky as the Packers did in going from one amazing quarterback probably to another one at 10 years plus. Like, you look at the Packers, they had Favre for about 10, 12 years. They're going to have Rodgers for another 12 years. The Colts have had Peyton Manning for 10 or 12 years. Then they'll have Andrew Luck, supposedly, unless they decide to really gamble and get Robert Griffith, who I don't think is a bad quarterback either. But someone's going to end up with him, and he might end up be the better one.
Yeah, one of the two. That's what makes that draft intriguing.
But it's going to be intriguing to see where Peyton Manning's going to go, too. I've heard already Miami. I've heard maybe Arizona. The Jets supposedly may be interested.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Heard the Jets.
But then
you
don't know how he's going to play. If he's going to be able to play all these crazy neck injuries, and he might be one hit away from just being completely done, too, if he even can play.
That's it, the great unknown with Peyton Manning. Carpe diem, seize the day, but buyer beware in the middle of all of that because you don't know which, as Matt said, Peyton Manning you're getting.
It reminds me of, I don't remember what year it was. It was either like maybe 2006, 2007, where the two big quarterbacks were made available to teams were Drew Brees, who was coming off injury, and Dante Culpepper coming off injury. And the Dolphins decided to trade with the Vikings for Dante Culpepper, and the Saints signed Drew Brees, and obviously Drew Brees was the one to go. He's coming off a major shoulder surgery, and look at what he's done. So this could be a case where maybe it's all for naught, and Peyton Manning will be fine, and some team will end up with a great quarterback.
Are you kidding?
But it could backfire, too.
Yeah. It is a gamble. It's a complete gamble, and that's one that the Colts didn't want to make. They didn't want to gamble. They didn't want to have to pay him $28 million. And so now they don't have to do that, but they're taking a real flyer, let's say, on an unknown, making that transition from the college level to the pros. I've talked about this before. It's a very tough, tough thing to do. It's not for the faint-hearted, let's put it that way. Ooh. Certainly not. I shudder. Just shudder to think of it. Something else I wanted to mention, and we did, about the genes. Here's the thing. So clamping down on these kids, what good does that do? And ultimately, so that's what you're saying, that somebody's genes are just too skinny. So what determines a skinny gene? You're chunkier and you fit into skinnier genes. They're cut really, really thin, so only a midget can get into them. There are some explanations. But I think the saddest shot I've seen is the kids walking to school, or look like, from where they were. Just long kind of faces. And these are performing arts kids, where you get to color outside the lines and everybody congratulates you on what a great masterpiece it is. Oh, to have that talent. Oh, to do it all again. What would you do if you could do it all again? Buy the winning lottery ticket somewhere in Texas in your travels? No. All right, I'm going to give you a little bit of a preview quickly coming up on this show. Coming up next, we're going to talk to a Republican strategist, but coming up later in the week, we have a new contest that we're railing out, and then there are some other things that we'll talk about next week, too, and at the tail end of this week, places where you can safely donate things to the people that have been slammed in the Midwest by these tornadoes. Whatever they can get, like a cell phone, is huge. Because you think of the cell phone carrying so much of your information. I mean, that's the scary thing. To have it, to know that could be right there in their fingertips. Oh, my, oh, my. So when you ask government to step in, like in Meridian, Texas, in Connecticut, that's one thing. But the who determines what is right and what's wrong? Who determines, oh, that's a skinny jean, you can't wear that? Who, is it a teacher? Is it the principal? You know, what is it? I have a feeling that that's a tough, tough challenge. Definitely. All right, as always, Matt Johnson, great job on the controls. We're kicking the can down the road. Hang with us.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
If you're having any problems with the IRS or a local revenue agency, I understand and I can help. I'm tax attorney Tony Dennison. When I was a kid, the IRS came after my mother's house because of mistaken information. Ever since then, I've dedicated my life to defending people in trouble with the IRS. I'm a real tax attorney, which means I have two law degrees, a standard law degree known as a JD, and a tax law degree known as a Master's of the Laws in Taxation. I've been practicing for 10 years and I've helped many of your fellow citizens in tax trouble. If you're in tax trouble, you don't need to be alone and you don't need to call one of those fake lawyer clearinghouses. Call me, Tony Dennison, at Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141, or on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com. It may be the best call you make all year. Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141. And again, on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to MysticStampAd.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MysticStampAd.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog, packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Of course, we've circled this day on the calendar for a very long time. March 6th, Super Tuesday, how big it is, all the delegates at stake, looking at Ohio. Could Ohio be any bigger? And the tug of war between Rick Santorum and Mitt Romney, and what happens ultimately to Ron Paul and Newt Gingrich. Very pleased to welcome to the show Tracy Davis, a Republican political strategist and former speechwriter for President George Bush. Tracy, thanks for popping on the air. We know it's a busy one, and we appreciate that time.
Oh, no problem. Glad to be here.
So, first of all, looking at Super Tuesday, this has been really a wild couple of months at the start of primary/caucus season. I was in New Hampshire, and prior to New Hampshire, I got to be honest with you, and maybe it's because of all the conversations that I was having, it was establishment, Mitt Romney, and I really thought that this was it. He nails it Super Tuesday, and open, shut, done, history. Now I'm not so certain. What do you think?
No, I don't think so at all. I mean, just the fact that that Gingrich has come back, you know, we all knew he'd win Georgia, but he seemed, from that speech, completely fired up to keep going. And, you know, he does very well in the South. And just like we could tell from South Carolina, he can practically win a whole state in 5 minutes when he's on.
Yeah.
You know, just like when he did that attack to the media and he got all of that applause and really turned things around there. And he, you know, I don't think that he has a chance of winning the nomination, because I think no matter what, it will seem like he's a regional candidate, and I don't think he could possibly get enough delegates. But he keeps things interesting, and he would stay in. Ron Paul has no reason to leave, and Santorum's doing well so far tonight.
Yeah, no kidding. Is it a two-man race, though? Because you just said it about the regional thing with Gingrich. Do you think it is boiled down now to Santorum and Romney?
Well, not yet, because, I mean, I said that people could perceive it to be, you know, because even with next week, I think it's Alabama and Mississippi, even if he won those, it's just all in the South. But, like, when Gingrich gets his momentum, you just don't know what's going to happen, and and that's why Super Tuesday is so confusing this time. Usually, you know, somebody comes out that you think is definitely going to be the winner, and it just doesn't seem like, because this whole process has been so differently done. For one thing, having the proportional, you know, having so many states, mm-hmm. the states before April 1st be proportional, mm-hmm. Has made it so that even when you lose a state, you get delegates. So
yes.
That has made it tougher for just one person to emerge. And then also these super PACs.
Oh, yeah. And what a game changer the super PACs have been, because you just don't know how much money is going to be dumped into what direction. The former
yes,
first.
To me, I really can't believe that the Supreme Court went for the super PACs, because to me, it just seems so kind of anti-American that, you know, you could get your huge advantage and win due to how much money you get in your super PAC.
Yeah, I agree. I think it was surprising. I mean, I don't care what your stripes are, Republican or Democrat. I think it was surprising to a lot of people that they went in that direction. But for now, we're living with it.
Right.
In looking at the campaign overall, the campaigns, the former First Lady, Barbara Bush, said the other day when she was endorsing Mitt Romney that this is the worst campaigning that she has ever seen, talking about the backbiting and the sniping and all that sort of stuff. But this has been around for a long time, hasn't it?
Absolutely. You said Barbara Bush, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I was, you know, I mean, I was the speechwriter for President Bush 41, so
yeah.
Her husband. And it was a nightmare. I mean, it was horrible. And the Clinton, you know, against Bush, there was, I don't know if it was said as much, but there was real, not only dislike and anger and frustration, and definitely just, and you know, when they, I mean, bozo doesn't sound so bad, but it really was vicious. And when Pat Buchanan first came in and pulled, you know, during the primary and embarrassed the president, you know, because he was president, and, you know, forced him sort of to go farther to the right. And then we got Ross Perot, who was in just as, you know, a revenge against Bush. That was a dirty, dirty campaign.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. It's easy to forget, though. When it's in your rearview mirror, it's easy to forget and say, well, that is the worst I've ever seen.
Well, it's so funny because now, you know, that Clinton and Bush are such good friends. And I think that's one of the things that's so great about American politics is that, you know, we move beyond these things instead of having the person killed or something. But it was really, really, really bad at the time.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, it wasn't a piece of cake with Clinton and Obama either.
Yeah. Oh, no, absolutely not. Were you there because you were a strategist and you were speech writing, as you said, for the first Bush, 41. Were you there in the run for the reelection as Mary Matlin was running that campaign?
Yes. She really wasn't running it. I was actually sort of an equal to her. We were second tier.
Mm.
I mean, she was a bigger deal in a different department. But I went from the speech writing, and then I went over there, and I was the director very briefly, luckily, because it was just way too big of a job. And I did have two children, and I was completely overwhelmed. As the director of communications, that was really short, just because it was just opening and everything. And then I went and I was the liaison between the advertising team and the White House, which was just, so you're involved with everybody. But,
ooh.
But Teeter and Mosbacher, and Fred Malik were, you know, the figureheads or the heads. And then
right.
It was like Alix Glen and Mary Matlin. And Mary Matlin was so in love with James Carville at the time, which nobody could understand. But that definitely affected the campaign as well.
Oh, you think there was a distraction? She was distracted.
Well, yeah, and there were some personal, you know, the memos that go back and forth, and the op-ed research that goes on, and something happens in one campaign, and the other campaign immediately reacts, and you know, she kind of went overboard, and she'd have to apologize, and I don't know. She was definitely distracted. It definitely affected her. It would be kind of hard to see how it possibly couldn't, since they got engaged, right? I mean, they got married right afterwards.
And yeah.
They were absolutely on opposing sides. I don't know how they managed that. But Bush was really mad about the whole campaign. You know, he wasn't happy about it. But he, you know, and then there wasn't a Fox, and there weren't any conservative. I don't know if conservative radio was as big then. But,
right.
You know, the mainstream media really would. You'd go to an event with him, and I'd go, "Come on, Mr. President, we have to practice this." You know, just like going through things before the event, and it would go over great, and you'd watch it on TV that night. I swear, it would be like the other one took place in Mars or something, the way that
right.
they... So it was,
well, it was portrayed.
A frustrating thing.
Yeah, no kidding. Did you like him? He's a likable guy,
I
isn't he?
I loved him.
Yeah.
Oh, he was, you know, and that was what was so maddening, and that was what was, it was what made it so heartbreaking. I mean, he cared so deeply, and he was so smart, and he knew exactly what was going on. And, you know, in a way, not as far as anything, you know, moderate or whatever that way, but Romney reminds me of him in one way, and that is that I think it's a New England thing. Like, you know, you're not really supposed to brag. You're not really supposed to use the word I. You're not, you know, like he had a hard time communicating too, in a way. And I think that Romney gets uncomfortable sometimes, and he gets really criticized for it. But when you look at somebody like Obama, who now that he's in campaign mode and can sing songs about Chicago, and, you know, but I mean, the whole time he was president, he was very aloof to the American people.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. It's, there's nothing like being on the inside, is there?
No, it's really different when you're on the inside. You're right. You're right. It's wild. It's because you just see how completely different everything is than the way that we see it. You know, just even the way that the White House works and how decisions are made, and certainly in campaigns. So yeah, I guess I was lucky.
You were lucky. What was the best speech that you ever wrote for him? That you ever wrote for President Bush? That you ever worked on?
Well. I mean, you know what we did a lot was, I don't think any of mine really stood out that much, because what I would do, a lot of the speeches were divided up. They really were. They, even, you know, the State of the Union, and he kind of liked how I would try to portray his sense of humor, and I definitely wanted to write the lighter one. So I wrote, I didn't do any heavy duty foreign policy except it didn't really matter, because everything had to go through all the agencies. Like, if anything had to do with, you know, the economy, it had to go through all of those agencies. And then if it had to do with anything overseas. But I really did write the small, I was like the, not the weak link, but I was like a small fry in the team.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, I had a 4 and a 6 year old. And I was just so honored to be part of them and to be part of the speeches. But it was just funny, because I would always, you know, we'd go over them, and he would try, and he'd laugh when he'd read some of the things I wrote. And I wrote very serious ones too, but then he'd try to say it, and I'd go, "Oh my God, you can't even say it right." But, you know, so I can't really think of one in particular. The
worst bunch of
thing
things.
Was that, my entire place got destroyed, and it got destroyed in a flood flash fire, and I lost all of the papers, all of my work on it. So that was really depressing.
Oh, no kidding. Well, you're a delight to have on the show. Will you come on with us again, Tracy?
I was going to tell you that you're very blessed. You have the most amazing radio show. I've been looking it up today, and congratulations to you. And I would adore to come back. We didn't even talk about this, which was great. So
we'll,
I'll come back.
We'll do it again. We'll do it again. Tracy Davis, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Okay, take care. Thank you.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
IRS, the three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-342-8068. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-342-8068. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-342-8068. Again, that's 800-342-8068. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The 2012 Summer Olympic Games unfold in 5 months in London. The honor and the history of playing host goes back a long way. How long? That's next on Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Legend has it that the Olympics go back to Hercules, but let's leave Greek mythology out of it. The modern games opened in 1896. Since Athens couldn't afford to put them on, a businessman ponied up the coin. Pole vaulting, weightlifting, shot put, and swimming, a few of the handful of events. Since those days, some of the original sports remain. Others come and go, depending on the whims of the International Olympic Committee. Australia, France, Germany, and China have hosted summer games, and this will be the third time for London. As for the winter games, the U.S. has hosted them four times since they started in 1924 in France, featuring sports like alpine cross-country skiing, figure skating, and such. Between the summer and the winter games, there are hundreds of sports and thousands of athletes. You never know what city is going to get a crack at hosting next. I'm the Sports Princess with Sports Shorts. Yeah, the question might be, how about the cities that are probably glad that they didn't get the bid when you think of how much money you go into debt? They're talking like billions something now for London. It's always much more than they project. And then will you ultimately sell the tickets? That's the key thing. And they do sell the tickets. I mean, people go and see it, but how much are the cost overruns? That they can be crippling when they set these extravaganzas up. I'm iffy on the Olympics. Sometimes I really, really like the Olympics, and sometimes I get bored with it. I love the last Summer Olympics, and I like the last Winter Olympics. So I guess I'll be on board this time around because there's some pretty good storylines. Speaking of storylines, here in America Tonight, the storyline is what's happening with the Republicans. And Mitt Romney did take Ohio. He's got more than half the delegates on Super Tuesday. I said it was more like Super Frizzle Day or lack of sizzle day. There, to me, there was all this buildup, almost like we were in the middle of an earth-shattering reversal of fortunes when I was flipping around and watching the mainstream. Now you all have me saying this, the mainstream media. When I was watching like ABC and CBS and NBC flipping around to hear what they had to say, they were breaking into coverage and all that kind of stuff. But Ohio was big for Romney anyway, because he had to win Ohio, and he's going to get the delegates. Now it's more a question of, do you think the Obama people are concerned about Romney, and is Romney a guy who's a little bit moderate enough to take anything away from Obama? And will conservatives really come out in droves for Mitt Romney? So the riddle might have changed a little bit, but the riddle is still hanging out there, my friends. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Yeah, he already did. He won, but he already lost.
Yep.
He already didn't win everything, so it's still up in the air. Can't get nobody to get behind him, really.
Well, he can get the establishment. I hate this word. Yeah. I hate even using it. He can. It's just like Obama. Obama, when he was, remember, it was Clinton and Obama. Eventually narrowed down, and a lot of people liked Clinton. I mean, men included. It wasn't just only women like Clinton. So she had her detractors, and she had the people that liked her. Enough people that she was significant, because remember, they wanted to get her delegates, and they wanted Hillary on board and all that other sort of stuff. And it got really nasty between the Obama people and the Clinton people, because Clinton felt like it was hers until he suddenly came into the game. I mean, you know the rest of the story. So,
yep.
And he was the establishment guy for the Democrats, if you want to call it establishment, because he was a breath of fresh air for them, knew how to speak, that kind of stuff, for the people who were running the campaigns, the Democratic National Party, the Democratic National Committee, which is just like the Republican National Committee. You know, Rick, they care about winning. They care about winning. It's like the line from the movie of the Ides of March. It's all about, that's what it's about. It's about winning. Don't tell me about the rest of it.
Well, a lot of these people don't really want them shoving it down his throat, so you can't get nobody, like I said, can't get the majority of people behind him, because this should have been over a long time ago.
It should have been over a long time ago, and if he was the establishment guy, then he should have been able to clear the board, and that is a problem, yeah.
He can't get ahead. The other guys ain't going to quit, so I think it's going to be right down to the wire for the all over, and I think eventually he's going to win. They're going to see to it that he gets it all, but I don't think people's going to turn out and vote for him. Bob really don't like him and can't vote for him, so if I just stay home.
It's a stay-home vote day. Well, you know what? People in this country don't vote anyway. Our voting numbers are low. If you think of how many people we have that are registered to vote that don't go out and vote, I mean, healthy, able-bodied people even. So the turnout's always a lot lower than expected.
Yeah, a lot of them don't like Romney, but a lot of them don't like Obama, so they won't bother to vote at all. So.
Yes, so it's a minus vote. Just sit on your hands. I'm just not going to do either. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's, what's his name? Old Rush. I guess he's already backtracking, ain't he?
Well, here's what happened. You know the story about the woman, the student at Georgetown, and what's now happened is because he's definitely not losing his radio show. He definitely has a ton of people that are listening to him. He definitely is that guy, whether you like him or not, that is the king of talk radio, because he's been in the game for almost 20 years, and he's got all these affiliates. And even if some advertisers are dropping, it's not enough. I mean, Premier is still making plenty of money. He's like Howard Stern in, of a different version of politics style.
Well, I heard another radio station dropped him off, so
yeah.
I think enough people get up and get to call on a radio station or something, drop him, I think.
Really? I mean, that's actually, you opened up the door for a good question, Rick. Thanks for the call. Is this the end for Rush? I say no. Knowing the radio business, I say no. I'm telling you, I believe he gets the game. I believe that he got caught up in the whole thing, and he absolutely has strong opinions, and he was expressing those strong opinions, but didn't know so much about what her situation was. I mean, he knew what she said and knew what was happening there and all of that sort of stuff, but not more of the background. And then naturally that comes out, because that's how these controversies start anyway. Ooh, okay, listen to what he said. And then here's her deal. She's got his medical condition, blah, 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 blah. And then it takes off from there. The bottom line is it's just the outrage of the moment, and I think it goes away. I think it goes away, and Rush weathers it just like, that's why I said Howard Stern, just like Howard Stern did when he said a few things about some people like Selena. What he said about her and her death and all that craziness, that might have rocked the boat and got him suspended for a little bit, or Don Imus, and then he pops up on another network.
That's what I was thinking of, too, is Don Imus, and he left for a little bit, but
came back,
and that's the thing. Nothing will ever happen to Rush.
He's too big. He's too big to fall. He's not going to fall.
He's like a big bank.
He's a
big
bank.
Too big to fail.
Exactly, and he would tell you that. I mean, he gets it. From that perspective, people who don't know Rush Limbaugh, you hear it here on the radio, but he gets what it is, and you have to sell the soap, and you have to have affiliates. But he does. He does. And he's been around for a long time when really talk radio, conservative radio, news talk was there was people, and there were psychologists, and there was local. But he exploded with a lot of different sound. That's just the radio techniques that he used. And he's not going anywhere. I mean, Matt's exactly right. There are a few people that just will bounce back no matter what. And we named a couple of them right there. Things might change a little bit, but I don't think they changed with Rush. Premier's already said that they're completely committed. They're backing him. They're saying that he got excited about what he was saying, and perhaps he chose the wrong way to express it or whatever, but he's apologized. So there's no threat. There's no cloud hanging over his head that he may end up getting in trouble for this, like losing the show. Anybody who thinks that doesn't realize the power of Rush Limbaugh, honestly. You can send me a note or two if you like on any of the things that we're talking about, including weighing in on Romney, who got his share of delegates on Super Tuesday, but still fails to excite the people. Maybe the establishment, but not the people.
Watch your language in front of the lady, punk!
That's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.